heck of a motto, isn't it, as a talk show host?
Something rotten in Denmark with that officiating yesterday.
They are too influential on the outcome of the game. You know, if you make a big call in hockey and it costs the team a goal, you can, and you kind of wonder about it, you can put them on the power play, right? You can, you know, you can
make up
try
for
to
it.
Even it up.
Yeah.
Basketball, there's an incredible number of fouls called, but you can even it up. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end, you got to give that team a chance. And, you know, baseball is a subjective report, a sport. You're either, an objective sport because you're either safe or out, right? There's nothing. You know, they can miss a call, but it's objective. You can look at it and tell whether he's safe or out. Football, they just call it whenever they want to.
What was with the extra play they gave
them? Oh, my God.
The clock had not started. I mean, the clock. Had not started.
Well, no, no, the clock started. Was running after it was an incomplete
pass.
It had
started and it had gone. And some guy, back judge type of guy, over on the sidelines, noticed it. But by the time he noticed it, the ball was in play. And they ran the play and nobody reacted to it. But then he went over and said, well, they didn't stop the clock, and they gave them the play all over again. And by the letter of the law, the NFL will tell you it was the right call. Mike Pereira will tell us that.
How about the intentional right grounding call?
Yeah,
they throw it in the seats 15 times a game.
Well, they call intentional grounding on Burrow, and Mahomes does the same thing, and they don't call it on
That's
him.
That's right.
That was very weird. And apparently, before. I have not seen it, but everybody says there was an incredibly blatant block in the back on that long kick return by number 17 mm-hmm. for the Chiefs, which set it up, and they didn't make that call. And then here's what bothers me the most. The Bengals had this big holding call when they had the ball. They called holding. And they look at it, and they say, well, you know, Pereira said, yeah, it was holding. Well, but how about the 25 times before that they didn't call it?
Right.
But they wait for a crucial moment, and then they call it.
It was tainted. The game for me was tainted.
It was extremely tainted.
I didn't enjoy it because I felt it was tainted.
Well, and then, you know, we've been taking touchdowns away from players all year for not making a football move before the ball touched the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that first touchdown, the ball bounced off the ground, and they mm-hmm. gave it. And they rushed up to the line. When they're rushing up to the line, the eye in the sky NFL ought to say, "Okay, they know something. We better look at this because they could have stopped it then and looked at it."
The referee was Ronaki Tolbert.
Yeah, and
Ronald Tolbert.
Ronald Tolbert. Yeah, he had a rough day, and the whole crew did because they. You know, they decided to make their calls at the wrong time. Now, I know the Mahomes roughing looked terrible, right?
Yeah.
But it was a Duke basketball dive of, first of all, he just got touched.
Right.
He went diving. And B, the guy didn't throw the flag till for about 6 or 7 seconds. And all of a sudden, and here comes the flag.
Mm-hmm.
He reacted to the crowd. He reacted to the crowd, so I didn't even like that call.
But, well, especially considering the fact it decided the game.
It decided the game, yeah. Game's over. You make the call, and you know, and his first instinct wasn't to throw the flag, and then he heard everybody said.
Well, plus, I never think it should be a flag if the defender gets hurt pushing him out of bounds.
Well, plus the other thing is, here's the deal. You're running to the sideline. I got no yard markers, no anything, and I'm running like hell to catch you. How do I know you're out of bounds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my eyes are up. My eyes aren't down at my feet to see if I'm out of bounds or not.
Well, I'm going to leave it at this.
It was tainted. And I wanted Kansas City to win, but it was tainted. I like Mahomes, and you know what? I told Judd this a little while ago. Mahomes is probably better than Burrow, but not by much.
Burrow can lay it in there, can't he?
Oh, plus he can run, too. Yeah. He's a good athlete.
Some have already started to speculate that Mr. Burrow is going to get $60 million a year with that new contract.
That'll be very difficult for Mike Brown, the cheapest owner in the NFL, to come up with. Burrow seems to me like the kind of guy that would try to stretch it out a little bit so that he can have a decent team, you know.
Because he's from the area. He's
Yeah, he's fine.
He's an Ohio kid.
Yeah, after he was a
Did you see the Hunt family?
Kid.
Did you see the Hunt family at the trophy presentation?
Yep.
The guy that runs the team is named Clark Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was a weird
yes,
name.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Well, he's got to be in his 70s now, doesn't he?
Clark didn't look that old.
It's the kid now that runs the team.
Kid? Well, yeah, but Lamar's.
A lot of people think Lamar's
with
us.
Must be Lamar's grandson then.
Something yeah, let me like look that up. Yeah.
Because Lamar would be 100 if he was still alive.
Right.
Lamar is. I think we're playing for the Lamar Hunt Trophy. Don't
they
we?
Were oil men. And Hunt.
Yes. Yeah. And. He was an oil man who had the guts to move the team out of Dallas into people don't remember. I think their first year or two, they were the Dallas Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clark is the current CEO and chairman, and he is the he's got to be the son.
Is he the son?
He's the son of Lamar Hunt.
He's got to be in his 70s.
Huh? Yeah, because he has kids that are in their 30s.
Well, he looked well-tended for a
Oh, yeah. Well-tended Mrs. Hunt, probably, too. Huh?
There was some woman there who had a lot of
dental
work.
Did it look like she might have been the second?
That's Clark's daughter.
Well, that was Clark's
daughter?
Daughter.
Daughter?
Yes.
She was an attractive young thing.
I'll say. Yeah. Yes. I'm very, very...
She probably had options.
I think so.
Yeah. Half the money in the world and gorgeous, it gives you options.
But you know what? Wasn't everyone pretty much just rooting for whoever has the best chance to beat the Eagles? Because, boy, do the Eagles have a coach that's very unlikable, that Nick Sirianni.
He's a self-promoter, isn't
he? He really is, Pat.
He is. But he played at Mount Union, you know.
I did not know that.
He was. He played on the Mount Union team that beat St. John's in the championship game in whatever year, 06 maybe.
Really?
Like that, yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder if he ever played the Tommies.
I don't think he was in any. The Tommies didn't go to play Mount Union until later. They played Mount Union twice in the playoffs, but not now.
Now with Philly and Kansas City.
I like the game. It's a good game.
I'm sure
it will
be.
I think the Eagles might beat them.
Yeah, I do too.
I think Kansas City is that team. It was like the 49ers after the golden era was over. That they were always like in Vegas 3 points more favored than they should be because the bettors liked them so well. I think the bettors like the Chiefs. Yeah. I think there's that old...
The Philly 49er game was dreadful.
Well,
when you don't have...
They don't have a quarterback.
It proves that quarterbacks are important.
They are.
Yes, they are. A quarterback who can hit that sign over here is probably very important to him. I felt sorry for the guy, the man who came in, that Jason Johnson, and the league saw him snap his head. He would have stayed in the game. They would have slapped him. But you should look up his resume.
He's 10 years in the league.
2004 to 2007, the University of San Diego, which is the team that St. Thomas is now playing in the Pioneer Football League. Last Tommy's game I went to, they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
He played quarterback there, so it's a third-tier team. And he has been with... You look at his resume, he's been with look at his wiki page.
Oh, yeah, he's been...
He's been with 14 or 15 teams, mostly on the practice squads.
Yeah.
And then he played in the XFL, and he played with a couple other leagues. But any fly-by-night league, he played there. And then he was practice squad, and he played a little bit early. I think he was with Miami or Tampa for 4 years to start his career as a backup.
He's doing it the right way. He's going to have some money, and he'll be okay. He's not
36
hurt.
He's 36 years old, and he just was. If you don't want to make huge money, being a backup quarterback's a great job. But once in a while, they play you.
Yeah.
Why did they even bother to put the other guy back in if he can't throw a pass?
Right.
They should have let Christian McCaffrey. Play long, you know, just snap it back.
19 different NFL teams he has been a member of.
What about the Vikes? Was he with the Vikes?
He never was with the Vikes, but he's also played with the Los Angeles Wildcats of the XFL in 2020 and the Detroit, what were they called? Sacramento Mountain Lions in 2012.
He's a journeyman.
Oh, the all-timer. It would have been a great story if he would have stayed in and they would have made a game out of it.
Yeah.
Because he was, but then, hell, he only ran about six plays. And they could not, the 49ers line could not block those guys.
No.
I did like Trent Williams basically picking the guy up and throwing him about 5 miles away.
Right.
Saying, the hell with
this. Well, that was a, just throw me out of this damn game wasn't it?
Because he's a wily veteran who's retired like twice and keeps getting talked into coming back. So that would have been, I think that would have been a really good game if they even had their third string quarterback.
Yep.
Well, what the nation's going to do now? No football for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
What will this nation do?
You're not going to watch the flag football Pro Bowl?
Is that what the Pro Bowls come to?
I hope somebody rips up their knee.
No, God, don't say that.
No, I mean, just because of the stupidity of it.
I agree. It's very stupid.
So they wear their unis?
I don't know. It's a first of its kind, Joe.
Yeah. But there's this big controversy about who's in the Pro Bowl and who's not. Who gives a damn?
Who cares?
Right. Yeah, we're not playing.
And watch, it'll still have a bigger number than any World Series game.
Yeah, probably. It'll probably have a bigger number than the Pro Bowl had in the past because people will want to see
the curiosity part of it.
But within 2 or 3 years, nobody will be watching.
You know, Joe, I know you're going to get mad at me saying this, but you know what I'm really done with? Tony Romo. I'm over it.
Oh, shut up. So, yes. Tony, shut up.
Yes. It's at the end of the game, it's Tony, let the moment breathe here.
He seems a little too caffeinated.
Yes.
Yeah. It's too much now. It used to be, I liked it at first, where he was diagramming the play and calling it ahead of time, but it's just too much now.
Judd made a good point today that he's gotten, these guys come out, they know everybody, they know everything, they know what's going on when they first start doing it. Well, he's now 3 or 4 years removed, and he's just the guy that flies in on for Saturday, and they do that. When we had our sit down with the coach on Saturday, but he doesn't pay any attention. He watches a little film and just starts babbling like an idiot. And the other guy's worse.
Which one?
Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's okay not to analyze every moment.
Okay, they're mimicking Justin Morneau then.
Yes, they are.
Because I want him to shut up.
Yes,
but
right.
Morneau's gotten better.
I like Morneau as a guy, but he's telling me way too much.
Here's his problem. This is the impression I get. He feels as if he hasn't made his point in his first sentence or second, so then he keeps trying to make his point, and pretty soon the next pitch is
he needs
delivered.
To practice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's Perky was at the. I went to that Twins Daily thing.
They
had me there in the poorhouse. And
good turnout.
Yeah, they said they had 300.
Oh,
they
that's
sold
good.
Out 300 tickets anyway. But
good for those guys.
Perky was their main guest.
Okay,
so, I saw him. And
did you go to Twins Fest?
No, I did not. I did not.
Was that a one-day event?
No, they had this special thing on Friday night. I saw that what was the name? What's the name of the joint downtown? The Fillmore.
Fillmore, yeah. Yes.
And they had it there, and they charged you to get in, and they had more
so
of a
did,
bar,
they didn't do anything at Target
a
Field?
Not on Friday. Saturday they
on
did.
On Saturday they
Saturday,
did.
Saturday,
okay.
The old traditional with a lot less stuff and a lot fewer players. On Saturday, but Friday it was like we're trying to capture a new, younger, hipper audience. And I saw my sources at the Twins Daily said that they sold 302 tickets, and the Twins sold about 300 for the thing at the Fillmore.
Okay.
And the Twins said they sold around 1,000. So, Joe, I don't know. You might never have felt this way in your sports writing days, but. After all these years, I feel as though sometimes teams are BSing us.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes they're delivering a message that's not the whole truth. So help them, God.
That's right.
You know,
it's weird, Joe. Have you been invited back since you looked around Twins Fest at the Dome and said, "Look at this bleeping dump"?
I'm not going back.
Look at this dump, and a couple of
what a dump,
and then a couple of. And then a couple of then we besmirch the rubes that were there a little bit, right? What are they? Look at this guy.
Look at these dorks.
A lot of guys here you should see at the fair.
Yeah, right. Yeah, look at this guy. He never bought a ticket. What do they want him? Yeah, you can't. That was probably our most successful.
Oh, God.
Our most successful event this side of being the official sponsors of the Renaissance Festival, which they pulled it in the middle of the thing when we told Puke and Snot they weren't funny.
You guys aren't funny.
You're not funny. We know funny.
You ain't funny.
You're not funny.
The next week, we are no longer the official station of the Renaissance.
Right.
You know, I think either Puke or Snot died.
Well, I was just going to say, the bride and I took the kids to the Renaissance Festival the last weekend.
Do we still have a
They had an act, but I don't know which one was which.
Yeah. Well, somebody, one of them died, so either Puke or Snot had to find a new partner.
Okay. But they were still performing. They still had the sign out in front of the stage.
You think we changed the jokes?
Probably not. You can't ruin the classics.
Our Wilds were not on a high note prior to the break.
Yes.
They beat Buffalo in a shootout. Buffalo's got a nice club.
I watched for 15 minutes in a second period, and there was about one stoppage.
I even watched the shootout.
And our guys had the puck at their end for about 11 minutes and were firing shots here and there and everywhere. And it was a freewheeling contest, not the kind of contest that we used to see when that much.
Who's got the All-Star game this year?
Nashville, I believe. Or am I wrong?
I can look that up.
I thought it was Nashville. I thought I read Nashville. They take a whole week off.
I was going to say this week off.
Why do they take a week off?
That had to be some bargaining agreement.
Because they take like 4 days of Christmas off too.
We are going to Sunrise, Florida, Saturday for NHL All-Star Game.
The worst location in the league, out next to the Turnpike.
Yeah,
on with a couple of malls written nearby there.
Hey, you can get in for about $130 too.
That's
better than
the Super Bowl.
That's nothing.
That's better than the Super Bowl. Are they good again this year? The Panthers?
I can't remember.
Were really good last year, them and the Hurricanes, but I don't know if the Panthers are good this year or not. So who made it? The Ruski and just the Ruski?
Just Kirill.
Because they only take 11 players from each division, right? Huh. So I think. Yeah. Two goalies and nine skaters.
Well, the Wilds have worked themselves back into a playoff hunt.
They had that little three-game losing streak, but they're going to make the playoffs. They'll make the playoffs. I'm predicting this is ready. They're going to get through the first round for the first time in, what, 6 years? I don't think they've been through the first round.
Well, aren't you the one who's championing the idea that the Timberwolves and the Wild could deliver championships?
Yes, I'm throwing that out there after the Wild.
That's quite a thing to throw out there.
The Larry O'Brien trophy. Do you know, I tried to look up what we called the trophy when our Lakers were winning it. It was the Walter Brown Trophy, who was the owner of the Boston Celtics and one of the things, but... You know how many teams the NBA had when we won our last championship in 1954?
I'll guess. Six.
Eight.
Yeah.
We had fewer than the WNBA has now. It was when Boston, the first half of the Boston dynasty with Russell, there's eight teams.
Let me see if I can name them. Because you know them, don't you?
Well, yeah, I do know them. Probably.
Boston.
Yes.
New York.
Yes.
Philadelphia.
Nope.
Really? Okay, no Philadelphia. Detroit?
Nope.
Buffalo?
Nope.
Cincinnati?
Nope.
St. Louis?
Now we're talking 54.
Never mind. I have no clue then, obviously.
The Rochester Royals? Rochester, New York?
Yep.
The Fort Wayne Pistons? Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Fort Wayne Pistons.
The New York? Milwaukee briefly had a team, and then it went to St. Louis, the Milwaukee Hawks. But our biggest rival in the West Division was Rochester, New York, the Rochester Royals.
Here I've been given credit all these years to Detroit for having the best name in sports, the Pistons.
And it's not even theirs.
Fort Wayne moved there.
They were the Fort Wayne Pistons when they arrived, too.
What the hell?
I believe Fort Wayne, did they make Studebakers? They might have made Studebaker. I think they might have made a.
That's a good question for Patrick.
Fort Wayne had a team in the International Hockey League, Fort Wayne Comets.
I was with a K.
With a K.
K-O-M-E-T-S. What was that? What did the K-O stand for? I wonder.
I wonder
why they went that direction.
Alliteration.
I can remember the, who was Muskegon?
Muskies.
Yeah, that was the
Omaha Knights.
Yeah. Pro basketball was nothing. Was just a small little thing of the only team that the Lakers really packed them in for was when they'd play the Globetrotters in serious basketball after the season was over.
Right.
And those they'd go down and play the Globetrotters in Chicago Stadium and draw 19,000 people.
Fort Wayne Comets, Muskegon Muskies, Omaha Knights, Millers, Saints. Had to be another team or two.
Yeah, they
Milwaukee
had at
Admirals.
Six. They had six.
No, they weren't in it.
Milwaukee wasn't in the league. Boy. Saginaw wasn't in the league, were they? The Gears.
What did Ren Blair own? Saginaw?
Yes, he owned Saginaw. Yeah. God, I wish I'd had a chance to. That would make me even older than I am. But I wish I had a chance to cover the Bird and Van Brocklin. Wouldn't have been great to have Van Brocklin and the Bird as good. Because they were both insane.
Right.
It was, it was fantastic. I mean, they were both insane. To see them drunk and crazy would have just been wonderful, wouldn't it?
When's somebody going to do the important story on Karl Anthony Towns and just cut him to shreds? Just rip the hell out of him.
Well, he told us that it's a grade. He made a big point of a grade three. It's a grade three and instead of a grade two calf strain.
But he's not showing any character here.
Yeah. Well, and the great thing is they don't miss him.
No, they're playing better without him.
Yeah.
Because Ant doesn't have to worry about including
him. Can you get anything for him if you trade him?
Yeah, they can't trade him until after July 1st, though, because of the new one of their many millions of salary cap rules is they can't trade him. They can't trade him before the draft, which means they can't get any of those draft choices they gave away back for this year. So I don't think they can trade him until after July 1st, but they're going to trade him, I think.
Meanwhile, the one guy they gave up for, what's his name, the Stifle Tower, is better than he is, the kid from Walker Kessler, the kid from Auburn.
How's he been doing lately? He had a great game here, but I haven't checked.
He's been really good this year.
Oh, he's fine. He can move a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We were both taken to task. I had dinner with a guy Saturday night who took us to task for our absurd comments on Hockey Day, and both of us wondering why it couldn't be on White Bear Lake.
Yes.
He said, do you have any idea how much money they spend on Hockey Day? And he went on to tell me they bring in a rink, they freeze, they got the pipes, they got the whole deal, they got bleachers and lights.
Fireworks.
Everything you name it. He said, you moron, they wouldn't do that on the lake. The liability alone would have killed them, setting up bleachers on the ice. Mm. And we were guilty.
Couldn't we had a game on the lake the 9 a.m. game?
Yeah.
Then we could have had the people just sitting around behind a board.
Well, I
snow
think
bank.
What we learned is that Hockey Day is a much bigger
it
deal than we think.
It has become a fairly big deal, yes. Yes. People enjoyed my Billy Butters column.
Yeah.
And I've been getting many letters telling Billy stories that preceded his Christianity conversion in 1980. He must have been something. He must have been something. But, you know, he was very offended that when he was in Oklahoma City that the Toronto Maple Leafs didn't call him up, even though he had the most penalty minutes in the league at the time, and everybody was looking for the goons. He had 191 that year, and then he signed somewhere else, I think. Then he came to the Fighting Saints. How many Saints? Did you go to any Saints games?
I did.
Few. I feel, I've told you this before, one of the great stupidities in my life was never going over there and seizing on the incredible numbers of characters.
Yep.
Harry, Sodmore, All the players were nuts. And Wayne Belial, the second or third owner, who was one of the great guys of all time. And Butters, you know, Belial ended up owning part of one of the casinos out in Vegas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he just died not long ago, a year ago or so.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
But he owned one of the casinos. Butters says he ran into him at the casino out there, and he said, He said, "Yeah, I own part of this place." He says, "Does that mean you're going to pay me for those all those checks I missed with the with the second collection of Saints? Are you going to pay me for that?"
Speaking of Vegas, we got an email question for you. Mm-hmm. When we did Monday Night Sports, like I think it was Jerry. He wanted to know: is Oakland seriously going to move to Las Vegas? And I knew you had mentioned
in,
it.
In baseball, there's a lot of my friends thought they were going to. I mean, Mickey Morabito was a traveling secretary and still there hanging out. And he thought they were ready. But the owner's still trying to make a deal. And first, he's an Oakland guy.
In Oakland.
And he wants to make a deal. But it'd be stupid. If they can get some money out of Vegas, they should go there.
Won't they have to have a dome stadium in Vegas?
Yeah, yeah, they got to have a dome.
Yeah.
That'd be a rough August in Vegas, wouldn't it, if they'd have a dome?
Yeah, warm.
Do you know what the original plan for the Royals and the Chiefs was?
They were going to go play in Atlanta, right?
No. To cover both stadiums.
To have the track above both.
Originally, yeah. Well, they're talking now about who wants, I think Arrowhead has been remodeled about three times, but I think they still want a new one. The Royals want a new one.
Well, there's nothing wrong with either of those stadiums.
Didn't they just renovate? Because we were there. We were there 2 4th of July's ago. I thought they did a great job.
Yeah,
Arrowhead's 1972.
Yeah, but it's pretty. You know what my number one memory Arrowhead is? Well, there's two.
Weren't you hurled insults at that place? Or am I thinking of Philly?
That was Whitlock. Whitlock was a columnist.
Oh, that's
columnist
right.
For them, and a guy gets up and looks and starts screaming obscenities at him behind the glass, and Whitlock mouths, "Go bleep yourself." He, as you found out now that he's become a outspoken black Republican, he's getting himself in a lot of trouble. Yeah. But
who do you work for, the Kansas City Star?
Columnist. Yeah, he was fantastic because he'd just drop atom bombs and not give a damn. But my memory was seeing Tim Connelly there, Little Red, because he was an executive with the Chiefs.
Okay.
And then a couple of years later, they were number one seed and got beat with Elvis Gerbach right off the bat in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
96 or so.
Something like that, yeah.
2 years later, I happened to be whizzing next to him upstairs after the loss to Atlanta, and I said, "Yeah, you should be used to this by now." He didn't like it too well, you know. He was a Vikings executive, and they, you know, because they, I said, "Yeah, you went through this with the Chiefs. You should be used to this by now," because I loved
it. Is your paper going to staff the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Well, Mark Craig is on the voting, you know, the Pro Hall of Fame, and they usually send him down there, but I don't know if he's covered it or not. We don't. It's not like the old days when you send, four, probably?
Oh, 4 or 5 we sent.
Yeah, when we weren't in it, yeah.
Speaking of that, Judd, I saw this because of Judd, and I did not know this. Were you guys aware that several of the copies of Vikings win?
Judd had a couple of copies.
I didn't know this happened until yesterday.
No, when they had the Atlanta game, the Tribune had parked 2 trucks out in front of the dome.
Right.
Was it Saturday?
No, it was a Sunday.
It was a Sunday game.
On Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. With papers saying Vikings win Super Bowl. Now they didn't have the score, but they had like Vikings.
It said Vikings win next stop Super Bowl.
Yeah. And it had in stories from the year and stuff like that in it. They had 2 trucks. And
I have it right here. Joe, it says Vikings win. They got the picture of Moss being held up in a celebratory photo with Greg DeLong, who was a tight end. It says, next stop, Super Bowl in Miami. Vikes make 5th trip to NFL's biggest game. And then the third headline was Falcons fall to Vikings in NFC Championship.
Yeah. Really?
They printed them like in the morning, right? So they had no idea. But, they had 2 truckfuls.
Yes. Dewey beats Truman.
I'm sure they burned them. Yeah. But Judd said that they were throwing.
They'd be collectors, I
Judd think. Said oh, yeah. they were throwing them back. When he came out of the dome, they were throwing them back in the truck, the papers, and driving out. I'm sure they burned them. But Bobby Armstrong, who was a copy boy there for years, a desk guy, a very good one, for years, Bud's kid.
Yeah.
grabbed a bunch of them and saved, and he gave Judd a couple of them. Judd has still got a couple of them. Yeah,
Oh, they'd be fun to
You
got to
get that frame next to your Weeping Blondes photo.
Yes. But, yeah, I didn't know he had a couple of those, but I remember that they were – I mean, I was at the – you know, I didn't know that the trucks were out there, but I know they were printing them.
And well, you were at the Tribune.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they were going to sell – they thought they were going to sell 40,000 of them as right. people walked out, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Instead, what I remember is the little flags. Remember, it was sloppy day?
Yes.
It was like melting kind of – and all those little flags that they had on the windows laying in the muck in that parking lot between the Dome and the Tribune.
All I remember is it was a long drive back to Mankato.
Mm-mm. Were you you were right near the legal limit probably.
I was. Yeah, it was I had just turned 21. It was me and three other fellas
and boy, you're the kind of guy, when you went to Mankato, you waited until you were 21 before
absolutely.
You had your first beer.
Right? Absolutely.
When did the Tribune building get torn down?
How long have we
And why is it still a vacant lot? What is that? A park?
No, it's not. It's a park. It's a park. It's a park. That was part of the whole. The Vikings didn't.
The plaza.
The Vikings didn't want a big building in front of them. They wanted room to have tents and stuff
like
that.
Well, I drove by it on the occasion of your event the other night. I hadn't driven by it, and I thought, wait a minute. The building's gone. Every place I work, there's no building.
Wasn't that the great Breslin line when his first, what was he, the American? Was it the New York American? Whichever he was, he says, I saw this big crowd down the street. I was going to work. Turned out they'd closed my joint.
Yeah.
You know, they just, in New York had 7 daily newspapers, and when they went on strike, the printers and stuff, they went on strike, it was all of them.
Right.
They went on strike against every newspaper. And whatever the famous strike was, only like 4 of them came back. 3 of them just folded her up because there was, you know, 7 newspapers. I think the Herald Tribune came
back. That's when Breslin wrote the great column about how only important people, what's the word they use for people go to work? Necessary?
Yeah. Essential.
Essential. He said, I've shaved and I put on the suit and tie and I was essential.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was something, man. He was pure New York, that's for sure. Anyway, what else we got?
We got nothing. Timberwolves host Sacramento.
Timberwolves playing good. D'Lo when he doesn't, DeLangelo and makes shots and doesn't have to handle the ball all the time. He's been pretty good.
I watched a little bit of the game.
They're drawing some people.
Yeah, I was gonna say I watched their game Friday. They had a decent crowd. You know who's good? That kid for the Kings, that Fox.
Oh yeah, I said that kid can play. I said that 3-4 years ago. I loved him.
What about tonight?
I think this team could have drafted him.
It's 20 below.
Ooh,
it won't be big tonight.
On a Monday, that's gonna be light.
But Joe, they figured out the secret of selling out.
Huh.
They stopped selling 2,000 tickets and lowered the attendance to 17-1 or 2.
Really?
Yeah, there's a big area up. They don't have anything in front of it, but there's a big area where they don't sell tickets, and they lowered what they're announced.
Well, if they make the playoffs, wouldn't they open those seats up again?
If people wanted to go. I think if they had an early sellout, they'd open it up again, but then they would.
Do they do it even when Curry and LeBron are in town, too?
I think so.
Wow. Yeah.
They want to make tickets a little bit harder to get. They're not hard to get.
Yeah.
What was the controversy with LeBron the other night where he sat on the floor for a minute complaining about how he didn't... Bad call.
It was a bad call, and the league basically ended up apologizing for how bad the call
was.
That tells you LeBron's influence. So, but, yeah.
Isn't he close to breaking the record?
Yeah, but he acted like
record?
He acted like a 5-year-old kid.
He did. Most points scored.
Oh,
he's gonna break.
One thing here, Reavers.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Reavers, your dad probably was really excited about the Vikings. I mean, the Gophers after their great valiant effort against Indiana. I mean, they played hard. And then they show up and get beat by 20 by Northwestern, and you knew that was coming.
I called him at halftime, and I just said, "What is this?
Mm-hmm.
It's the program has regressed." Have they
not? It has regressed because everybody left after his first year. He had Eric Curry was the only holdover, and Eric was going to become a grad assistant and became the starting center. So that was a true year zero.
Yep.
And now he's got this young group. He's had some injuries, but they can't shoot.
Boy,
you know
they're
what?
Bad.
Basketball.
Got to shoot.
Got to be able to make a shot. Yes, yeah. You're not going to be good.
That is key.
But I think you think you're going to get rid of Coach Whalen, or are they going to give her one more year?
I guess I haven't monitored it close enough.
Well,
to...
they had 40. They got 41 yesterday.
Ooh, that's not
they're,
good.
They're last in the Big Ten. Somebody sent me a stat. Since Coyle became the AD, the men's and the women's teams are like 89 and 150 something in the Big Ten.
Wow. That's bad.
Yeah, because all he cares about is his football, obviously. So anyway, but I'm not blaming him. They just, this is, the trouble with college basketball now is if you're bad, it's easy to get worse because your guys who can play are going to transfer someplace.
Right, yeah.
And I was also told, now this Fox kid who came from Northern State in South Dakota has a name, image, and likeness. Their funding for the rest of their name, image, and likeness, zero.
Ooh.
They got no money.
Anyway. But didn't your Tommies have a big win over the weekend?
South Dakota? Thursday, and then they beat South Dakota State, which is a really good program, and then they lost Saturday.
Saturday, okay, gotcha.
But they're going to get a 5,000-seat arena and a better conference. That'll be the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there'll be some excitement.
When is the opening of that arena?
4 years, I think.
Okay.
Did they hit you up for a donation here?
No.
Matching funds to Lee Anderson 70?
No, I'll match Lee's.
What did Kenny say? He said Lee Anderson bought him a complex. Joe's going to buy him a urinal.
Yeah. That'd probably be about $40,000.
Right,
I wouldn't
do that. No. All right, that's enough.
That'll do it.
You know, tell your friends how great it was today and listen next week, will you? I got to tell you guys.
Yes, sir.
I am going to be missing on a Monday in the middle of February. The DA and I are going to Vegas and Phoenix.
Really?
Yeah.
Road trip?
That'll be an interesting experience.
What's in Phoenix?
We're going to have to just
warm weather.
Friends, warm weather.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a...
Or it's not 13 below at 8 o'clock in the morning.
It'll be a good, you know. We're gonna have to make all these vows before we leave. About maybe we should go back to the Little White Chapel.
There you
and
go.
And renew our vows.
There you go.
You want? I'm gonna say that. Do you want? Well, how about that as a surprise?
Oh
yeah.
Boy,
that would set
be,
it up. Set
yeah,
it up.
Right. And. You know, this time we will get the Elvis impersonator.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, this could weigh heavily on the game of flaws.
Oh,
oh God, yes.
You might have some stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
I've made the road trip, Patrick, from the Phoenix area to Las Vegas.
You're going the other direction. I'm going from Vegas to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, okay. I did it the other direction.
Yeah.
And that's a long time behind the wheel with your family.
Yeah, there's always
Are you driving?
From Vegas to Phoenix.
Yeah. Well, you're flying to Vegas.
Vegas, yes.
Right.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're spending a couple, 3 nights in Vegas, and then we're flying to Phoenix.
Are you going to see? Are you going to see a show?
I don't know. They don't have the guy with the Tigers anymore. That's how I spent my honeymoon.
Siegfried and Friedlander, or whatever
Siegfried
his name is.
Roy.
Yeah.
One of them's dead.
Yeah.
Well, he died
Tiger
in the cage. Didn't he die in the cage?
Tiger got him.
No, he got clawed, but he didn't die.
Oh, I thought he died of that.
Well, it's close enough.
Yeah, that was our honeymoon night after
Siegfried.
We got married. Ryan and I went to Siegfried and Roy, and she read a book.
That was good. That was good.
Got off to a flying start. So anyway, anyway, what the hell?
That'll do it.
Yes. Goodbye. I love you, dear.
Yeah. He don't listen.
Even if it ain't mutual. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the
48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
Get ready for your first Minnesota golf round of 2023. Oh! The 32nd annual 2023 Choice Bank Minnesota Golf Show returns to the Minneapolis Convention Center Friday, February 24th through Sunday, February 26th. Grab your foursome and check out all that this year's show has to offer. Free lessons from PGA professionals, great deals on apparel and equipment, plus your chance to sink a putt for $100,000. And so much more. Tickets and more information at MinnesotaGolfShow.com.
This is Ricey for the Canopy Group. Although the Vikings are out, you still have plenty of options to view other football teams as they strive to make the Super Bowl. It's as simple as that. Options. Life is all about having options. Why do you continue to have your home and auto insurance with one single agent that represents only one single company? It's like watching two football teams play each other every week for 17 weeks straight. No thanks. It just doesn't make any sense. By now, you should know the Canopy Group provides you with 16 different insurance companies and 40 insurance professionals, all with just one goal in mind, providing you with the best insurance coverage at the best price each and every year. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com and they will check out your options.